Mary Bird.
Mary.
Would like to, and I furthermore would certainly, definitely, I think I should be part of it, but I think I am, but just to make sure, I want to make sure I am.
Terry volunteers.
Terry, okay, would you like to convene the group and call a teleconference and let the rest of us know, and then we can join in if we've been elected?
I can do that. You giving me a deadline?
Well, I think as soon as is possible. I know everybody's stressed, so I hate to put a time limit on. Do you? What do you think is feasible for you?
Well, how about next Sunday?
A conference call next Sunday, or
I could do it.
A deadline sometime before next Sunday.
Or unless there should be more advance notice.
No, that sounds good to me. There's a grassroots conference here in New York, but that's all right. By Sunday night, it should be clear. All right,
Bob.
So Terry will convene, and you'll call a meeting by next Sunday.
This is Bob.
I'm
sorry. And then Serene.
Bob, and then I heard Serene. Anyone else?
I think Mary came just before I did.
Bob, Mary, and Serene. Okay, Bob.
Maybe Mary was going to mention the PNB is meeting next Sunday, so that might be difficult for anyone who's on the PNB.
Oh, it is definitely
set? Yeah, definitely.
Next Sunday?
5 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. Oh, 5 p.m. Eastern?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Terry, do you think 9 p.m. Eastern would do?
No.
Wait. Hello.
How about? I think Sunday. Sunday seems likely. So how about 2 weeks?
2 weeks. That would
this
be
is Serene,
March
nice
4th. All right, that's a good one. Yes, Mary was next, I think, and then Serene, Mary.
Mary, was your point the same as Bob's, or are you there?
The PNB is meeting that night.
Yes, that's Bob. I just made that point. All right, Serene.
I think that it's fine to ask that Terry, try to convene it as soon as possible, but I think the date of the actual meeting should be left to what works for the people who comprise the working group and not simply fall into a slot that's used by the Elections Committee because it's convenient for some. But, I think that certainly the date doesn't have to be locked in at this point.
Well, would it, perhaps we can volunteer now and Terry can consult people and convene a meeting sometime in the next 2 weeks. Terry, does that seem reasonable?
Yep.
Between now and the 4th. All right. Does anyone else want to volunteer for that?
I did.
Mary, is that you? I'm
yes.
Sorry, I'm having trouble hearing you. Okay, thank you.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyone else?
Mary, you just volunteered twice. Does that mean you're going to be doing double work?
As usual.
And gets 2 votes.
All right. Anyone else want to volunteer for that? I'm overwhelmed with the number of volunteers. This is an extraordinarily important committee.
How many so far am I?
Well, I will join that as long as I'm on. We have our elections next week, so I'm for a week anyway, Terry, I will join the committee.
Before
Terry himself is on the committee?
I'm sorry?
Terry, are you on the committee?
Terry,
yes, I've been elected to the Elections Committee.
Okay.
Anyone else want to join that? All right, well, maybe some of the new people then will be interested when they're elected. Thank you, Terry. Thank you, Terry. Appreciate that. Okay, we're just coming in under the wire on time here. The next special order is a review of the National Supervisor's Report.
Point of order?
Yes, Bob.
I believe we had decided to have the report on waivers be actually before this.
I think we had left it at moot, but I'm perfectly open to changing it, which would take, I think, 2/3. We had put it somewhere. I had put it 3rd instead of 2nd, but as Jack pointed out, it's a very brief item.
I would think since we can't do, I would move that we postpone the review of the National Election Supervisor report. He's not here to answer questions at this moment. So let us put the waivers first.
Well, I don't think we can do that because it's been on here for a while. And we could vote to change the agenda, of course. Are there any objections to reversing the order of these and putting Jack's consent motion next on waivers? All right, well, hearing no objection, then we'll move that motion ahead of the next one and discuss. The motion is: one person from each signal area shall report to this committee on the status of the waivers program in each station. This report shall be made to the Elections Committee by March 15, 2007. Jack, I extrapolated a bit from what you sent me. I don't know if that wording is right for you.
I would move to amend it by striking the second sentence.
And no deadline?
Not put a time on it, no. I don't think it's necessary.
Motion then simply reads that one person from each signal area shall report to this committee on the status of the waivers program in each station. Shall we make that the director from each station or appoint someone now or leave it open as one person?
Well, I would just like to speak to it, if I may.
Please.
I really intended this to be a request, and I thought maybe the chair could call for volunteers or appoint individuals that happen to be on this call to come back with a report. I intend to look into the matter. It's been raised as a complaint at KPFK. So I'm very curious as to how these waivers are being promoted and how they're being adjudicated and how many, for example, are being approved and what the criteria are, because the allegation is that there have been some very sort of strange or restrictive criteria applied here at K. So I'm curious as to how this program, which is in the bylaws, that individuals with compelling reasons that they cannot pay $25 or volunteer, what is it, 3 hours, may be granted waivers. But I think that this is an issue that the election committee really needs to have a handle on so that we have the information collected somewhere as to how this program is being implemented around the network. So if I would suggest that if the chair finds there's no objection, that maybe individuals from each station could report back to the committee, and you could appoint people to do that now.
That sounds very reasonable. I hadn't realized that there was a problem.
This is Lydia.
Lydia? Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I would also like to add, it doesn't have to be part of the motion, but it would really be helpful if people could also send the committee, provide to the committee, the forms that are being used. Like, in other words, if there's a form that says, I cannot afford the $25 membership and I'm unable to meet the three-hour criteria minimum, devoted to the mission or whatever the wording is. Anyway, some boilerplate thing that people are using throughout the network, and maybe we can achieve some uniformity in it, because that would avoid future challenges and so forth.
Well, that makes good sense. Jack, you have volunteered from Kay, obviously. Would Serene or Bob like to volunteer? Serene is actually on that committee at WBAI. Serene, would you like to volunteer to provide all the data that the committee has worked up from WBAI?
Sure.
Okay, and anyone else from any other station?
Mary Berg, we haven't. As far as I know, we have not had that problem in any degree at KPFA. I will see if there's forms that we're using. I'm sure anybody's asked us, but I will see if we have forms, and we'll provide those.
All right. That's good, Mary. From W and then T. We're short a few people here. We don't have anyone. Well, I'll make some phone calls and ask.
This is Jane. Would you like to
speak
about?
Yes, Jane. Could you do that?
I'm sorry. I was on mute. I forgot.
Oh, all right.
I was trying to figure out how come nobody's listening to me. I mean, I could just speak to it right now briefly if you like.
Well, let's do it in writing if you would, and then because at some point I can see the next phase is going to be collating, as Lydia suggests, to get a standardized form. So maybe if you could send it to
me. I'm sure that we haven't done anything about it.
Well, all right, let's get that in writing, too.
I'll put it in writing.
Yeah. All right, thank you. And then we'll just have to get someone from T. I'll make a phone call, perhaps after the election. We can do that. All right, thank you, Jack. Good suggestion.
Thank you.
And that's handled very nicely. Thank you. All right, then the next item is the review of the National Supervisor's Report. One reason that's on there, I think, was that the committee had asked that I take into consideration the committee's responses to the report in my final report to the National Board, and I didn't have any such. I mean, I have them here and there, but I didn't have anything formal from the committee. So there are other things I'm sure that people wanted to look at or talk about in terms of that report. So I don't know if you have it in front of you, but any comments about the report? We have 30 minutes for that.
This is Jack.
Jack.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have four comments. One is very specific to KPFK. We had a serious problem with our volunteer list. Where wrong last names were sent out with correct first names to correct addresses, numerous ballots, possibly every volunteer ballot went out that way. There's no indication that any serious investigation was done. There's no sense that there's any accountability for this problem, et cetera. Second point, I'm just going to go through these quickly. Quorum, criteria for achieving quorum. This seems to be a fairly serious issue. I didn't see any mention of it in the NES report. In other words, do we count ballots returned, or do we count envelopes returned? Do we count blank ballots, et cetera?
Mm-hmm.
Then the certification criteria, I saw, I think everybody saw an email from the executive director certifying the elections. I don't really know what that means. I don't know how seriously to take that. I think, well, I have here unpaid staff. We'll just leave it at that. Unpaid staff is probably the biggest issue that Pacifica faces. The eligibility criteria, that volunteer hours simply aren't tracked, I think, certainly at K. So we run on the honor system, and we've been through three cycles of the honor system. And I think it's going to start to wear thin. I thought it was addressed, but inadequately in the report. So those are my comments.
Okay. Thank you. Anyone else have any comments? I do have one question, Jack, before we go on. You said it wasn't addressed in the national report. Was it addressed in the local supervisor's report, which were attached to?
Which item do you mean? Unpaid staff?
No, you mentioned that quorum. The quorum issue was not mentioned.
Quorum issue. I haven't seen, I mean, I've looked through the KPFA report. I've looked through the NES report, I think, at least 28 pages of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen anywhere any criteria by which quorum is measured. I see that mm-hmm. we either made quorum or didn't here or there, but I don't see any statement of policy regarding whether it's envelopes returned, et cetera. Maybe it may be somewhere and I'm missing it.
Got it. Okay.
All
right, that's fine. I'm sorry, who was next?
Bob.
Bob.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what would be useful here, because it's a long report and then there's also the five local reports, if maybe two or three of us just kind of went through it and cataloged all the recommendations and kind of put them in some logical order and subtract from the many that the committee has already dealt with, like the whole unpaid staff issue is already, there's already a separate working group on that. But come back with an agenda to the next committee meeting of here's all the topics we need to discuss and maybe even recommend how many minutes we might need, tentatively, of course, you know, for each item, either in terms of recommendations that less made or the local supervisors made, or as Jack pointed out, there's some that there were no recommendations, or the topic wasn't even addressed, and so that should be added to our, it's kind of our to-do list for the year, maybe a first draft of it. And obviously it's up to the committee to decide how to prioritize, but at least if we could have a rough draft of it, it would help us go through it methodically.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I'm not necessarily asking for a motion to that effect, but just if we could have some sort of informal agreement to proceed that way in time for the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, Bob, could you repeat? Not a motion, but what?
Just an informal agreement that a couple of people, two or three people, volunteers from the committee, would just go through all six reports and try to catalog all the issues that this committee should deal with based on the reports, plus what Jack said, which is issues that may not have been in anyone's report that need to be added. Just all the ways of fixing what went wrong last year, or possible ways, possible fixes.
Carolyn, this is Art Stasny. Can
yes,
I sneak on the stack for a quickie?
Yes, please, go ahead.
Anyone who plows through Les's final report really needs also to look at Ilya's final report. That's the one from WiseTrend. And is there anyone there who wants it but doesn't know how to get it?
Well, I would like it. I'm sure if I'm going to be getting it. I don't know if Carolyn has it to send them or what, but I would like it.
Yes, I'll send it to you again, Mary, but Art can do it too, perhaps just to make sure you get it. That's fine.
I can.
If Mary would give me her email address, I can send it as an attachment. It's a PDF file, and it's not too long. Mary, your email address.
Okay, it's APFAberg, B-E-R-G.
Slower and louder, please.
Okay. Easier one, KPFAberg, B-E-R-G.
KPFAberg.
@gmail.com.
@gmail.com.
That's easier to write.
Mm-hmm. The first part is KPFAberg@gmail.com. You want a copy of the WiseTrend report, correct?
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Anybody else with any other comments on the report? My comment on it, if I may, is that an awful lot is not in there. So Bob's method will work fine for what is there. What's missing, however, is my problem. There's no mention of the fair campaign violations. I was going to suggest that we survey all five stations in a public way, to ask people to report on violations that they had complained about that were not addressed. We were promised that decisions ruling on these complaints would be posted on local websites, and then when the local websites were not available for various reasons, they weren't working or the webmasters couldn't help, that they would be posted on the PNB, and then that site was hacked there's a terrible problem with that. So I'm suggesting that perhaps one way to proceed would be for this committee to put out a call for a list in a formal way of all the complaints that were made that were not addressed or adjudicated or solved. I think the National Supervisor Report lists a few from KPSA, but we have no way of knowing if that was the extent of them. And there were many from BAI that were not addressed. I don't know what's going on at the other stations. But does that seem reasonable to anyone to ask people to address this issue?
This is Bob.
Yes, Bob.
I think that the most efficient way to get that information would be to ask the five local supervisors because, I mean, I don't know what the wording of their contract is, but I would think that since their responsibility was to adjudicate every complaint, then they should have a record, whether they turned it over with their report or not, they should still have those records. And even though I realize they're not currently on contract with us, but it seems like that's a reasonable request to just say, please turn over copies of every complaint and every decision you made.
Well, to be honest, I've already tried that in our station, and it hasn't gotten me an answer. And I'm a little bit concerned there's another issue that you raise indirectly, and that is the overlapping jurisdiction, which Les did address in his report. I'm glad he addressed that. There seems to be some contradiction about who is supposed to do what, and that was nowhere more evident than when it came to the lists. Who is responsible for a clean list? Obviously, it's a station resource. It's, as I heard Richard pointed out at the last meeting, which I had listened to the audio of, I wasn't there, that's our inventory, that's our base. And the ED is definitely responsible for that. But the national supervisor is responsible for sending out the ballots. But to whom? If there's no list to depend on, whose responsibility is it to clean that up at the last moment? That was a dreadful mess. And at several stations, it was worse than at others. KPFA's list got cleaned up because Tracy Rosenberg was there and evidently did a good job. But BAI's list, which was probably the worst or the next worst, was not. And so I think one of the issues that has to come out before even we start asking people to give us answers is who's responsible for these answers. So that was one of my problems with the report, that question was raised but not really answered. It was raised indirectly. So I don't think that we would get too far. We can certainly ask the local supervisors, but my feeling is that we're going to have to go directly to the people who made the complaints and find out, you know, what they were, what their answers were, if they got some satisfaction, if they were responded to, and if the answers were addressed by council or by the local supervisor or by the national supervisor. It seems to me, you know, starting there would help us avoid those problems next time. Clearly, the complaints were indicative of problems that we should be looking at. I don't know if anybody is. I don't know if how we want to deal with that, whether we can do that directly or indirectly as a committee or just as individuals. What is your feeling about that? Anybody have any thoughts on that issue? Is WBI the only place that had fair campaign complaints that were not addressed?
Well,
Chair, this is
Jack.
Jack? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I just say that I feel like the fair campaign provisions are unelaborated. They're just sort of broad, and they seem inadequate. And it seems like after three cycles, we should be a little further along in having a clear set of criteria. That's all I have to say.
Well, do you think this committee should be making them up? Should we be revising them? How should we address the issue?
Well, I don't think recommendations would hurt. I'm just surprised that nothing seems to be developed from election to election. We
mm-hmm.
seem to go back to square one.
Mm-hmm. Jane? Jane, was that you?
Yes, it was. Thank
voice,
you.
Please.
And it was on a different point. I was wondering if any of the directors know our local station, our local election supervisor, made some strong commentaries about the lack of support from our general manager, and our general manager stated that he and the other staff would be making a formal rebuttal to his report. And I was just curious if the directors received anything like that.
I haven't seen anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I haven't
curious.
Either.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
May I make a commentary?
Please.
The point somebody else brought up about about perhaps some ambiguity about who's responsible for those lists. I think there's an issue about the general manager's role in the elections. I don't know if this played out in other cities, but and I don't know what personality issues
Les may have brought to the situation, which kind of created whatever scenarios we saw. But it seemed to me that at one point our general manager was saying legitimately that, you know, he was not supposed to get involved with the election because, you know, he was supposed to keep hands off. You know, and then the complaint, of course, which was, I think, you know, anybody would agree is legitimate, is that the announcements and various support things weren't being done, and it's not really clear whether our local election supervisor was asking for things in a timely fashion. I'm not privy to that. But it does seem that there may be a substantial ambiguity in terms of the general manager's role in the elections, which if we're going to have an election this year, needs to be right up front in terms of issues to clarify it at the outset.
Okay,
this is Lydia.
Suggestion, yes, Lydia.
Yes, at the Walnut Creek meeting, and I don't have the motion in front of me, but I know that I made a motion which went a little bit farther than other motions, having to do with the need for Les to write a recommendation or to write a report on the GM's cooperation, basically, or whatever, with the election. And that would be included in their personnel file. And it was originally something that was supposed to be done after the election. I said that could be done immediately. It could be done during the course of the election. Having said that, I think that one of the reasons I know that I was very interested in bringing in an election supervisor early is so that election supervisor can meet with the various GMs to find out, for example, at KPFK, we have a two-week preemption policy where we have promised our programmers that unless it's Katrina or something of that nature, that they will always have a two-week notice before their show is preempted. So those kinds of things in terms of, you know, late notice for when the cards are going to be ready, et cetera. So there's a whole process that needs to be worked out mutually. And the other issue, which I mentioned before, it may not be, you know, it's not, carts are just not good radio, period. Mm-hmm. It's the only way we can get certain things about the elections out there. But the other thing is to involve the programmers and then have the responsibility assumed by the GMs to make sure that happens, including the unpaid programmers and so forth. So, you know, it's a whole very lengthy process. It's not just pulling out one thing, but we have put some things in motion from last year, including that resolution, and I didn't see, I'll have to reread Les's report, whether he issued a report on each of the GMs, or whether, even if it's not in his report, did he follow through and give that report on the GM's cooperation to the ED? Well, those are all questions, I think, that still need to be answered.
That's a very good point. That raises another point, if I may. And that Les has raised it himself. He raised it on the call here once, and he raised it in his report. And that is the nature of the relationship between the committee, the supervisor, who's independent and reports only to the ED, and then the ED's responsibility to pay attention to the committee's resolutions that the PNB may direct the ED to implement via the supervisor. So it's very circuitous, and we don't have much recourse if a national supervisor decides to ignore this committee's recommendations, as it does and has. And we don't have much recourse unless the ED builds into the process some sanctions and is willing to work, you know, so that the GMs, in fact, know that they're going to be held accountable for certain things. And the ED has a certain relationship to this committee, which may or may not be to his or her liking. So that is really an issue. The nature of the relationship is not defined, and it's, it can get contentious. And I think that we should work on that, you know, probably face to face.
I have one more thing, if I may add.
Jane? Who's that?
Lydia?
Lydia, okay.
Okay, sorry. Just one more thing. We might also, because the motion that's coming up speaks to only having an interim election supervisor, which last year it was less, and then he became the permanent supervisor. But at least it gives us a couple of months where perhaps this committee certainly can recommend to the PMB to recommend to the ED the criteria, additional criteria based on now, you know, several elections reports that we think are really important in a national election supervisor.
This is Jane.
Okay, anyway, that's it.
Okay, thank you, Jane.
Follow through on that. Is there a communication from this committee in works listing the things that the interim or permanent election supervisor needs to jump on? Has that communication already?
We don't have any such now. I think that's what we're in the process of considering at the moment.
Right.
There are go some ahead, listed Lydia. In my motion, in the motion that I'm proposing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For our committee tonight?
Yes.
That motion was sent in late, and I sent it around to the members individually. It's not on this agenda, but it should be in your email. Do you have access to your email, Jan?
I do not.
Oh.
Well, I'll be reading it when we get there.
You'll be reading it when we get there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, good. All right. Anybody else have any comments on this?
Can Stasny jump in for just a second?
Please.
In terms of the rant that I gave, that certainly is a list of things that a national election supervisor needs to pay attention to. They're narrow cast in that they're technical issues, but I hope they're important. End of my comment.
I have a distinct feeling people have not yet gone over that report with a fine-tooth comb. Any other suggestions? Part of the reason I'm asking is that I want to make sure I've taken into account things that individual members of this committee think that I should highlight in my report and in my response to this, which I will write. So if you think of anything after the call, please email me.
Terry?
I would appreciate that. Terry?
Yeah, I can report that the National Election Supervisor and Local Election Supervisor reports have successfully been uploaded into the files area of the public Google group. I'm having problems with PDF files, though.
Okay, that's interesting. Could you send a direct link the way Google lets you do? It says notify everybody. Could you send us a direct link, a hot link that we can get to that immediately, or do we have to go to the home page and work our way through?
I think you have to go to the home page because the links that are provided when you're there include session ID information.
Okay.
I'll try.
That's helpful. Thank you. Very good. Anyone have any other
point of clarification?
Jan?
You mentioned in your report, and this report that you just referenced that you're working on, that would just be to the next PMB meeting?
Yes, I would. I don't know if I can do it for the next teleconference, but I would like to get it done by March 15th. It's a quarterly report. The chair is obliged to turn in a report at every face-to-face meeting, and I was not able to complete it for the last meeting, so I'm still struggling to get it done.
Aha, uh-huh, that one, okay.
Mm-hmm. That one.
Okay. But in terms of this, so it may actually provide this list that we're discussing.
Yes, I'd like to include that. I'll include all the motions that we've passed since the last report, and you know, what we're doing, what's in progress, and any future directions, and then separate, you know, the committee's decisions from my own comments. Anything else to be added?
Well, this is Bob.
Bob?
I did didn't really hear a response to my suggestion, but I'd like to renew it, that that two or three of us go through the reports and identify the issues for action by this committee, and you know, and come back to the next meeting with just a list, not necessarily, I'm not talking about specific motions per se, although some of them might take the form of motions, but just synopsizing all of the recommendations that different supervisors had, plus the areas that they didn't talk about that we think, which some people have mentioned on tonight's call, several additional areas that we should kind of identify as a roadmap for action for this committee this year. And I would also add that I think that it would be premature for the chair, for any chair, to write any assessment of that to the PNB. I think there's plenty of work that your committee has done over the last quarter that you can report on without having to feeling obliged to comment on a report that came very, very late in that quarter and that the committee has not really gone over collectively. So I don't think that's necessary. I think the report can just summarize the work the committee did and then leave it to the next round after we've thoroughly digested them, you know, and move forward on the report to report back to the PNB on what we think about the report.
Well, I would point out that that was a directive that I was given several meetings ago, so the fact that the report came in late was just a complicating factor, but the understanding was that I would consider the report when I wrote my report and the committee's responses to it. So I will do that, and then, of course, you can, you know, the list that you're proposing sounds like a good idea, and you could certainly come back to the committee with that, and it will go into the next report, I assume, you know, the next chair's report the following quarter, if it comes back and the committee agrees to prioritize issues that you want to list. Sounds like a good idea.
Well, if I may, I was really asking for at least one, if not two other people to work with me on this, because I don't think any one person's take on it should be the one that, you know, that kind of
mm-hmm.
occupies the whole committee's time the next meeting.
I did hear you. I didn't hear anybody volunteering, though. If anybody want to speak up here?
This is Jack. I'll volunteer.
Oh, thanks, Jack.
Jack, okay, so,
I'm sorry?
Jack and Mary and Bob, is there anybody else?
Mary, are you volunteering?
Yeah,
okay,
and are there any three people? Did anybody else volunteer? I have Jack and Bob and Mary.
Well, Bob asked for two or three, and that's what we are. Good.
That's great. Thanks.
That's fine. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, so the three of us can just email each other to, you know, work out the logistics.
Very good.
This is Richard. Chair,
Richard?
Can I, for a second?
Please.
I appreciate Mary's volunteering. I'm just concerned that shouldn't she be prioritizing those minutes that need to get done first? Or taking on anything new?
Well, they're in progress.
But they're not done, and they should have been done a long time ago. So I think it's really not a good idea for you to volunteer to do something else until you finish up that other stuff. I would say this to anybody else, Mary. It's not you. It's just protocol should be that work gets done before you do anything else.
They would have been, but I'm sick, so I guess I will.
Thank you, Mary. Okay, we'll appreciate that. All right, then the next item was the motion from Lydia Brisson on, not in the agenda. And we'll need to read that just to make sure it gets referenced. Mary, do you have that in front of you or no?
Perhaps Lydia could read it.
Yes, Lydia, would you do that?
No, I had myself muted here. Let's see.
That's all right. Lydia you have it? All right.
That was Lydia's. It's in a different email. I have it, but...
Oh, that's right. Maybe Lydia, do you have it in front of you, Lydia?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, please.
Okay. it reads, the Elections Committee strongly recommends that prior to hiring a national election supervisor in May of this year, as required by Article 4, Section 4 of the bylaws,
the PNB shall authorize the executive director to contract for an interim national election supervisor to serve as early as March and April of this year, 2007, to oversee the requisite steps preliminary to a smoothly functioning election. This position shall be an interim position. Duties and powers shall be negotiated with the executive director and shall include but not be limited to developing guidelines for local station elections, preparing the databases for use in the elections, and overseeing the maintenance and upgrade of the elections software as needed. This position shall be separate and distinct from that of a full-time national election supervisor to begin work according to the mandate in the bylaws in May of this year.
Question?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Jan.
Why is it separate and distinct?
Because since the bylaws only authorizes us to hire an election supervisor in May, we wanted to make it very clear that this does not obligate us to keep that person as the permanent election supervisor, although certainly that's what happened last year. But it is also feasible that you could have an interim election supervisor and either discover that, you know, he didn't know enough about the technical aspect or one thing or another or whatever. Anyway, it doesn't obligate us to stick with that interim. It's strictly an interim position. But we did it mostly for the legality of the bylaws, is that we needed to make it very clear that we're not hiring a permanent election supervisor. And I didn't come up with that wording, by the way. It was from last year.
Okay, any other comments on the motion? Do you need to speak to it any more?
Yes. The only thing is that I would ask that, number one, we pass the motion and then refer it to the Finance Committee, which will meet on this coming Thursday, the 22nd, for the financial impact aspect of it. And the difference between last year and this year's motion is that last year the committee requested that it be a part-time position. My understanding is that Les ended up working full-time, regardless, because there is so much work. So it only makes sense to make it a full-time position in my estimation. But this still does need to go to Finance, and then that would be the 22nd. The PMB meeting is on the 25th, next Sunday. So if they pass it, then it would go with the financial impact statement and could be passed at that point. And so that's my recommendation.
All right. Open for discussion. Anybody have any comments? I would like to raise one issue, and that is LaVarne. Yes. Go ahead, LaVarne.
The dates of the Finance Committee that Lydia had stated, the meeting for the 22nd is March 22nd. The next meeting of the Finance Committee is March 1st.
March 22nd?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, because I thought it was February. I thought it was this Thursday.
No, it's March the 1st. We just had a meeting this past Thursday.
Oh, dear. Okay. So should I, what do you recommend that we do in order to get this in the hopper?
Well, you can send it to or ask them to be referred to Finance if the motion is approved, and then we go and we send it to Terry or myself, and we'll add it to the agenda for the not the first, but for the 22nd.
Right, but then that makes it, that sets us back too late. That's what I'm saying. The whole point was to have the PMB approve it. Last year it was approved February the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the PMB can approve it on Sunday, then we at least have a chance of getting an election supervisor as early as March. If we wait until late March to get it through Finance and then have to wait to whenever the PMB gets it, then you lose a whole month.
Oh, this is Lauren. Yeah, you can refer. I mean, it can go to the PMB, because I think our motion that we had from Finance is that it can go to the PMB and be approved with the caveat that it has the financial cap to be develop with the CFOs to determine if where you will get the funding.
Okay.
And, so that's the process.
Oh, okay.
This is Jack. Is there a reason, would it be inappropriate to send it to the CFO since the Finance Committee won't be available to dispose of it?
If we have a process. The process, as I say, is that it goes to the BNB. It can be approved. However, it has to go to finance to determine where the funds will come from. And it's like approved with this caveat. And if there's no funding, then it will be resubmitted to the PNB to actually ask for funding.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Anyone else want to speak to this? I have a problem with the preparing the databases for use in the elections. That was the rub last time. Les said that was not the supervisor's job. And it broke down, and as you know, there were some terrible problems that were never solved at various stations. So I still believe that this is the job of the executive director. And however he wants to do it, did we not pass a motion at the last meeting directing the ED to hire someone to do this?
This is Lydia, if I may. I think, first of all, preparing the databases, that is interpretive because prior to the issues we've been dealing with in this election, the preparation of the databases can also just mean when the stations send you the database, you have to prepare it for the mailing houses and all of that, and that's definitely within the purview of the election supervisor. So how preparing the databases is defined should be defined. I don't know that we want to do that tonight, but I basically just want to move on getting the person hired. But even if whoever decides that the actual calling people up and seeing if the two Jane Does are one and the same person or daughter and mother, right? Which of course I don't think that should be his direct job, but nevertheless, we also cannot absolve him from making sure that databases are given properly to the mailing houses because that was a problem a couple of elections ago. So that definitely should be included in there.
And it was a problem in the recent election, too, about who is responsible for sending the databases to the mailing house and which ones get sent. Evidently, there was some confusion
mm-hmm.
about that. So I don't know that preparing the databases for use in the elections is quite...
the wording,
covers
can you recommend some other wording?
I'm trying to think of how to express what you said succinctly.
Terry,
please.
Yeah, I don't want to offer this as an amendment yet, but in that there's a question about the proper role of the National Election Supervisor and the independence of a National Election Supervisor if they are a foundation employee in the bylaws. I'm wondering if those concerns might be met by changing the motion to instead of contracting for an interim National Election Supervisor, we contract for a Pacifica Internal Elections Facilitator. As a totally different thing to prepare the way with executive director authority for the eventual hiring of an independent election supervisor.
I like that phrase. Would you repeat that? I'm sorry.
I would think, I personally take that as a different position. I really did mean this to be as it was last year, the hiring of an interim election supervisor with everything that implies.
Right.
Right. Mary Berg?
Yes, Mary.
A couple of things. I take Jerry's point, but I agree with Lydia about what I could do less. Only sole purpose of this that I see is getting it underway faster so the duties are restricted. It's a half-time, not a full-time position, so we don't have to jump through as many hoops to find the person who can do it all. And as to preparing the database, they're not preparing the database. What they should be doing, I think, is overseas, is examining whatever word.
Well, that's what we need is the words.
Mary, you're fading in and out, Mary. Are you on a cell phone that's dying, perhaps?
Let me try this.
No.
It's fading.
Let's see. Let me try this. Is this better?
Much better, yes.
All right. Yeah. Examining each of the existing databases to find what they need. So some of them are in good shape, some are not. What work is needed? Just preparing an overview of what's going to be needed to do with the databases. But my biggest problem is we seem to have a snaggle in with the Finance Committee. We can't get this impact report, and I don't see how can we come up with doing something now. I really want to move fast on this, and I think we can determine the duties more precisely if we want to, but first of all, how are we even going to get it done? The facilitator role, I agree with Lydia, that's then we have to go define all that. This, and it really is just a rose is a rose, so what difference is it? What do we do about the Finance Committee problem?
That's a different issue that I would like to address next. But.
Yes, go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I think that right now the main thing is let's work out the wording for this, and then at the PMB level, there are always mechanisms that we have come up with in terms of waivers and special rules of order and unanimous consents, and we always find a way when there's an exceptional situation to accommodate moving forward on something. So I'm less concerned about that than I am about just getting this out of this committee. So if someone would like to come up with a different word for preparing, and I personally think, for example, if the election supervisor does a superficial kind of on the spotty audit of the different lists, like goes into KPFK and says, "Oh, look, you have six. Here is a perfect example. You have six people potentially receiving six ballots here. These would all need to be called or whatever." Then that would be kind of his overview audit. That could be seen as preparing also. So unless you can come up with a different word of preparing, I would recommend that we move forward and use the word that was used last year, and then maybe if somebody else can come up with a word here or at the PMB.
Yes. Mary Berg here.
Mary,
overview slash audit would work perfectly.
But as I said, that doesn't allow for making sure that the things get to the mailing house, which I remember, I won't say which election supervisor, didn't get it there in time and so on and so forth.
This wouldn't be the interim doing. This would be the permanent person. We don't have to mail right away. We just have to see
how clean
is each database. That's all we want to find out now and recommend steps to, what steps are needed in each place to clean up each database. What is the... an overview slash informal audit of the status of the databases in each, of all databases in each station, and steps needed to clean them up.
Let's keep it simple. How about overview and audit of the databases?
If I may, there was a motion
sure.
The last meeting regarding hiring an independent elections. An independent company to oversee the to audit the database. I'm assuming that that is separate and will not interfere with this.
No, that has nothing to do with this.
Well,
we're talking about seeing where the status of what the databases are at the moment. That's
well,
all
then,
we
then
want
the word
to
audit
find out.
Is misleading if that's all you want.
Well, then we could take audit out and just put an overview of the status of each database.
All right. The other issue then, if this person is going to come on in March or April, by
March.
That time we should have guidelines being developed as well. Is that part of the duties of this person who's going to be the national supervisor, hopefully, or ideally?
Well, I'm just going by what we did last year, which seemed to suffice.
Right.
And so, you know, I only tweaked it to make it full-time, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, this did not seem to interfere with what Les was able to start doing last March and April. So,
right.
Based on that, I think that, that this wording is sufficient.
All right. Anyone else want to speak to that?
This is Bob.
Bob?
I have two amendments. One is to bring it into conformity with the language last year where in the phrase that says developing guidelines for local station elections, and last year was amended to say developing proposed guidelines.
I did change that.
Well, it's not in the version you sent.
Oh, not in the one.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes, it says developing guidelines. Did you intend developing proposed guidelines?
Yes, I did. I thought I incorporated when I changed direct to authorize, because those were the two amendments last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And my second amendment is that, I guess at the end it should say, this job opening shall be publicly posted before hiring. I mean, I would hope that that's standard practice, but I just want to make sure that there's no confusion. That
was it last year?
I don't actually know. But
yes, it was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but just to
yes.
make absolutely, you know, guarantee that there is a public availability of anyone to apply.
Okay.
Point of information, I'm looking for any delineation of whether this is full or part-time, and I don't see either expression. Do you intend this to be full-time?
What did I send to people? Did I send them the wrong thing?
No, you said
she'll authorize to contract for an interim. To serve, to oversee, et cetera, but it doesn't, position shall be interim, it doesn't mention full or part-time. I'm assuming you meant full-time.
Well, I absolutely believe I emailed the wrong thing.
Oh, dear.
I did.
Yeah, you sent the old language, which said shall be an interim part-time,
mm-hmm.
and then the new language just says this position shall be an interim position, period.
Oh, okay. No, it should say full-time.
Okay.
But I remember typing that, so God only knows what I did. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, absolutely, full time.
All right. If there are any other changes, maybe you should send them along to us and to the secretary.
Okay.
Do you want to read it as you
okay.
intended finally, unless there's no more discussion on this? Let me just double check, Lydia, before you go to the trouble. Is there any more discussion on this? Are we ready to move to a vote? Then perhaps you could read it as it stands. Thank you.
Okay. The Elections Committee strongly recommends that prior to hiring a national election supervisor in May of this year, as required by Article 4 of Section 4, Article 4, Section 4 of the bylaws, the PNB shall authorize the executive director to contract for an interim national election supervisor to serve as early as March and April of this year, 2007, to oversee the requisite steps preliminary to a smoothly functioning election. This position shall be an interim full-time position. The duties and powers shall be negotiated with the executive director and shall include but not be limited to developing proposed guidelines for local station elections, preparing the databases for use in the elections, and oversee...
That language you agreed to a change.
Oh, yeah, but then people didn't agree on. Carolyn objected to the use of the word audit.
No, we took that out, I thought, and so we have the overview. I thought we came to language. It sounds
well.
Nice.
Mary proposed overview and audit,
mm-hmm.
but Carolyn objected to audit because we're going to have a real audit. So we
right,
actually,
I said take it.
Pardon?
I took it out and said overview of the status of each database.
Is everyone fine with that?
Well, let's why don't you read on, and we'll go back and vote on that if we need to. That's
okay.
A,
can
a
we
question
just leave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let me start. Okay, this position shall be an interim full-time position. Duties and powers shall be negotiated with the executive director and shall include but not be limited to developing proposed guidelines for local station elections, and then question mark whether what we replace preparing for, the databases for use in the elections, and overseeing the maintenance and upgrade of the election software as needed. This position shall be separate and distinct from that of a full-time national election supervisor to begin work according to the mandate in the bylaws in May of this year. This job opening shall be publicly posted. Okay, so what do we want in lieu of preparing?